You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. A look at the news here at home and around the world, all from the perspective of women. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. I have a treat for you this week. I have three wonderful Utah County women with me today. Utah County represent. Luz Lewis-Perez is here, the Director of Development and Programs for the Kidney Foundation for Utah and Idaho. Luz, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Also, Robin Ebmeyer is with me. She's the Director of Emergency Management and Safety at Utah Valley University. Hello, Robin.
Hello, thank you for having me this morning.
And your fellow Wolverine, Barb Smith, is here, Director of Communication at UVU. How are you, Barb?
I am well. I'm so excited to be on with Robin.
It's fun to have this before. This is going to be great. I have so many different things I want to talk to you about. You know, I think I want to start with the economy, if I can. And we got some news earlier this week about how business is growing. People are spending. And the economy is strong. And it looks like even unemployment is staying relatively strong. But the news about the economy is often doom and gloom. It's you can't afford a dozen eggs anymore. You know, if the economy is so strong, how come I don't feel it? Why does, you know, I'm spending twice as much on? Do you see, when you look at the economy, do you see a difference between the reality of it and what you see portrayed in the news? Or do you think those two get it right? Barb, can I start with you since you're our communications expert?
Sure. I would say that there is some doom and gloom. I think we're ignoring said doom and gloom to some extent. I mean, but basically, here's how I take it. And I am not an economist. In fact, it was one of my lesser favorite subjects in college. However, I do think we have seriously high inflation rates, right? So yes, we have jobs. Our unemployment rate in Utah right now is at 2%. That's excellent. People do have jobs. If they want a job, there's a job for them to have. But our money's not going as far. And I know that, you know, every time I go to the grocery store, it's sticker shock. I mean, it's twice as much, it seems, as it used to be, just to go grab a few items at the store. And so I think while people are employed and overall the indicators look pretty good, when it comes right down to it, I feel like I have less money in my wallet. I actually thought twice about buying the expensive Halloween costume this year, where usually I would just go out, and it's not that expensive, but I would just go for it. And this year I'm like, well, I don't know, everything else is so expensive and I've got to buy the Halloween candy still. And so it's causing me to pause. I'm still pulling the trigger on things, but I am thinking twice before I do it. And I feel like we're kind of all in that boat where there is less money than we had, but there's still money and we still have good jobs. So it's kind of an unusual situation, I think.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Luz, how do you see it?
I feel everything I say is anecdotal experience. And I was thinking when we were talking about how people are still, they expect to see a 5% growth again this year between October and December the 31st. And I feel like it's one of those things like when the economy is good, skirts get shorter. I really feel like when the economy is bad, we turn to buying home comforts and smaller items. And I'm hearing a lot more talk about debt. And so I feel like since people can't afford, and also there's shortage supplies with things like cars and the interest rates on homes have gone up, we have changed our focus from saving for a house or buying a new car to buying a new doormat for Halloween, or, you know, they're smaller comforts. And I think that also people are going into debt at a greater rate, buying smaller items. So I think Amazon and all of these like retailers like Target, those guys are probably seeing a lot of action because we can't buy a new house, but we can buy a new floor mat.
That's interesting. Robin, how do you see it?
Yeah, I have a completely different view on this because my husband has been unemployed since February. And so when you hear people say, oh, if they want a job, they can get a job. There is some truth to that. It just depends on the industry that they're in. So there are some jobs available. Certainly there are jobs available. Certainly he could work somewhere. His background is in human resources, and I have watched him do this before. This is not the first time. So I've now learned human resources is risky business. But what happens is he'll apply for 20 to 30 jobs a week. And that's no exaggeration, 20 to 30 jobs a week. He'll have 10 to 12 interviews a week. Maybe 3 to 5 of those are second interviews. And maybe once a week, he'll have a final interview. We've done that since February. And so it's like, I do have a different look at that. It's like, yes, if he wanted to go work, and I don't want to name a place, but yes, he could go work. In fact, he just picked up a job, which just kind of makes me laugh a little bit, but he just picked up a job at a retailer, just working a few hours a week just to have, you know, just to have something to do, because he can't stand being at home. I love him at home because he's been doing the dishes and vacuuming and doing the laundry. So I've really appreciated having him at home. But there is that piece of, if you want a job, you can get a job. And there is some truth to that. But I can tell you with the human resources specific, it's just not that easy. And so for many, many months now, it's been on me. And I have a couple of different jobs. Like, I've been picking up extra shifts in the ER on the weekend. I mean, the skill set just happens to be such that I can go out and pick up different things and get paid a little more than he can working at a retailer, right? And so I've been doing that to make the house payment, basically. Yeah. And so I do feel, so we're super careful, regardless of what anyone's saying about the forecast, whatever they're saying about Christmas, whatever it is, it's like, I'm not spending money anyway. You just have to adjust. We've done it before. And so you adjust and you figure it out.
Yeah, because I so empathize with your situation, because I know that when there's stress like that, everything stops until you're able to breathe easy again whenever that day comes. And my heart is with you, Robin, and your husband. I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about Utah being one of the many states, I think there are like 30 states, who filed suit against Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Facebook. And they're claiming that these social media companies have purposely created their apps to be addicting. And they have some evidence of that. And they're particularly focused on the fact that that is having a negative effect on the health of children. Let's talk about that lawsuit and how you interpret that in just a moment right here on A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Back in a moment.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.